This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, September 14th. Well, cattle markets made a pretty good effort yesterday. We started out lower again, so we've had a huge slide in both lives and feeders. But the market started to reverse up and giving us a nice little spike low. And then we got news of a fire at the Grand Island packing plant, a JBS plant. So that certainly took the wind out of the sail of the cattle complex, and it sold off, and we closed about mid-range. So it still wasn't, you know, a wipeout in the market, but pretty disappointing after seeing how the market was looking like it was fishing for a low. The buyers were looking to step up and reverse this market higher. The cash trade so far this week has been quiet on the Fed trade. Box beef values, no surprise, were down again, down 129 on the choice at 326. Select was down 121 at 292. The spread was down 8 cents at 33.77. Movement was 125 loads. Slaughter volume 114,000 head on Monday compared to just 3 a week ago. Of course, that was a holiday. And then compared to 118 a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 9 cents at 155.09. So box beef values have been down 13 of the last 14 days. Choice has dropped $22, which is a 6% decline. Select has dropped $27, which is an 8% decline. So really struggling here. Same old story. You know, we've got the packing plant still in very much control, but we see the volume picking up of box beef loads. We're definitely higher than where we were over the last few weeks, but it's coming at a cost. They're having to discount the volume. They're still making massive profits, which is why they're doing it, but there's this no leverage from the feedlots. So the producers aren't really participating in these massive profits yet again, but we are definitely seeing an uptick in the volume of slaughter and the loads being moved out. So that should help keep the feedlots current. At least we have that. We do know the cattle herd is declining. That's very well baked into these numbers. The question is by how much? And this year, I think we're seeing an acceleration of that. We can see it in the cow slaughter rates that have jumped here over the last few weeks. And we know that these are pairs coming off pasture, splitting them off, of course, and calves are going into feedlots or to other pastures in the central plains, and then the cows are being slaughtered. These would be young, good, healthy mother cows, but there's no pasture and there's no hay. And so that's the unfortunate story there, but it does paint a picture of an industry that is in flux here, that we're seeing a significant decline in the herd. Your calf crop is going to be smaller. So now that we've got this fall run, we're in the middle of that fall run typically. It's going to come off earlier than normal, but behind that, there's very little to place normally that you would be going in October, or September, October, November. We're looking for just a much smaller calf crop next year, and that's going to support this feeder cattle market at some point. But when you have, you know, a combination of events, and then of course a lot of this was technical selling, the market started to break and it kind of fed on itself. I think we're finally getting poised for a snap back here. I think yesterday was a shot across the bow of the first attempt to do that. The bull spreads have been working for a few days now as well. That's usually a red flag that you're about to turn. So I think we'll at least get a snap back. It's a long way to go to test those old breakout points, but we'll see what we get. We'll look for at least halfway back. And if we can get more than that, the extreme would be where the market finally broke out to the downside. And again, that's a long way away, but if we're lucky enough to get that high, it does set up a very good selling opportunity. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.